So just leaving you with the words of, you know, it's the beginning of summer. You know, the kids are not out of high school or middle school or elementary school, preschool yet. And take this time to really be intentional. You know, it's the change of seasons. The weather's beautiful. You can get out and spend time in nature. And so what do you want to create? You know, in 3 months from now, what do you want to be telling me about your summer? What kind of experiences do you want to have had? Do you want to have that, host that family reunion you've been saying you're going to do for the last 15 years? You want to finally...
The active ingredients in this dye fall into the lowest toxicity category for fish, mammals, and invertebrates, practically non-toxic, according to the release. Both red and green dyes will be used in distinct locations along the dams over several days and are anticipated to dissipate rapidly. For information can be found at njwsa.org. Now, what I remember reading previous to this is that some of these dams are earthen dams, and they had previously seen a significant drop in the water level of Round Valley, and so they wanted to test how the dams were holding, and the dye test will help with that. Now, I happen to live at the foot of Round Valley Reservoir on the east side. And I look up at that mountain and wonder, knowing how deep that is, where those earthen dams are, and if they happen to go, what would happen? And I'm glad somebody's looking at it, quite frankly. All right, moving on from there. We have Delaware Valley authors to share their work at River Reads event. So Danielle Muller of NJ.com reports on the 2nd that a good book can be hard to find. So in celebration of her work, author Brandy Granite found a way to bring the local authors together to share what they have created and gain some exposure. Through a partnership with the Prailsville Mill, Granite's River Reads event will take place on October 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 at the mill in their hometown. The event is open to the public. There will be writers from a variety of genres, including a young adult and children authors. There are currently 24 signed up to participate, with a capacity of 35 writers to attend. All authors are from the Delaware Valley. Granite is a member of Tall Poppy Writers, a community of writing professionals. She got the idea after getting advice from author Ann Garvin, founder of the group. And Garvin said that the writers should not be in competition against one another, but instead support each other, Garnett said. Granite took those words and put them into action at a local level, and instead of having a book release focused solely on her own book work, decided to host a public event where local authors can present their own works too. And she said she believes connections and community is the heart of writing, and River Reads will give readers and authors an opportunity to connect with one another and help build personal relationships. It will also help authors become more recognizable, which can be hard for them to do these days. When Granite's first book was released in 2000, the validation of her hard work paying off excited her. She said it was essential to have a publisher behind you, help and promote it. Aside from selling her book one copy at a time, Granite said there wasn't much of her disposal to reach readers, and she lacked the funds to do more. She said it was tough to promote a book, particularly if you didn't have name recognition. 16 years later, much has changed. This time, thanks to the growth of e-publishing and the internet, Granite said that she had more opportunities to promote her book. There is more local connections and community, and the ability to reach people around the works, to gain around the world, to talk about her book, Granite said. In her book, known as Triple Love Score, a university professor sets off a chain of events that rattles her carefully planned world. She must decide to choose between love and poetry when a former love comes back into her life, along with the revelation of an affair with a graduate student. Granite's inspiration for the story came after going through a divorce and then falling in love with her best friend of 19 years, whom she would go on to marry, Granite said. In her book, known as Triple Love Score, a university professor sets off a chain of events that rattles her carefully planned world. She must decide to choose between love and poetry when a former love comes back into her life, along with the revelation of an affair with a graduate student. Granite's inspiration for the story came after going through a divorce and then falling in love with her best friend of 19 years, whom she would go on to marry. The romance sparked a passion inside of her that had been lost for so long. Every day she would write up something new and send it to her boyfriend, Avram Granite, to give him something to laugh or talk about. Writing every day by yourself can be very lonely, so to have a partner with you is amazing, Granite said. It was having someone else who cared about my writing that inspired me to keep going.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am going to be talking today about limits and boundaries. Now, last week, my topic was to be on limits and boundaries, but we were having some radio glitches and I was not able to really provide that information. So, today is going to be that topic. And as a licensed professional counselor, one of the things that I talk about quite often with my clients is limits and boundaries and why it matters and how to notice them and how to handle them and what to do about them and how they affect relationships and even why have them. There is a difference between a limit and a boundary. However, they go hand in hand. You cannot have a boundary without a limit, or you cannot have a limit without a boundary. The best way that I describe it is a limit is how far I am willing to go, or how far I can go, how much I am able to do or tolerate. My limit. My boundary, on the other hand, is about how close you come to me or how much I allow you to get to push on my limit. I use this example. 2 slices of pizza may be enough. 3 may be my limit. You trying to tell me to have 4 is crossing my boundary. It's one of the easiest ways to describe a limit and a boundary. Having healthy limits, knowing your limits, is essential to self-care, self-love, self-knowledge, and self-reward. Recognizing when someone is crossing your boundaries is equally important in establishing healthy relationships. All relationships require healthy boundaries. Generally speaking, in our current cultural society, 18 inches is generally what people are comfortable with in terms of limit and boundary. What do I mean by 18 inches? Well, when someone is speaking to you and they are closer than 18 inches, their face is 5 inches, generally speaking, you begin to back up. They have crossed your space. They have gone into your limit. They have crossed your boundary. Now, some people, they don't have the limit of 18 inches. Some people have 10 inches, so they do. They tend to get close because they're comfortable with that. Other people may have 25 inches, so they stand further back. Each one of us has our individual space, limit, and boundary. So it's important to recognize that. So reading body language can be important. If you're someone who happens to be comfortable with standing 10 inches away from someone and you notice they're leaning back, chances are you've crossed their boundary. And it might be something where you take a step back so that you see that they're more comfortable. So why do we even have limits and boundaries? That's, I think, a really good question. Why have them at all? And I think that even when we look at the animal kingdom in general, we will notice that all species has limits and boundaries. There are some areas where, you know, if you were to take a cactus, let's say, and plant it in Alaska, chances are it's not going to survive. Or you take a fish and put it on dry land. It's not going to survive. So limits and boundaries actually help us survive. And when we are consciously aware of our limits and our boundaries, and we set our boundaries and we live within our limits, chances are we go from survival to thriving. So it's extremely important to recognize why we have them. So often we don't set very clear boundaries, or we have learned to ignore our limits. Generally speaking, again, this causes problems in health. It causes anger. It causes disruption. It causes violation. It causes anger, rage, and even war. Setting boundaries is extremely important individually, familiarly, that's not a word, but within our families, within our towns, our counties, our states, our country, the world. the planet. It is the very thing that really does keep us alive. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I'm going to come back with Counselor's Chat, and I'm going to talk more about boundaries and limits, how to set them, and how to maintain them. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, Counselor's Chat.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program and a licensed professional counselor. And I'm talking today about boundaries and limits and why they're so important. So often, as we are growing up, we are not taught to listen to our boundaries and our limits. What do I mean by that? Well, maybe that I'm 5 years old. I've eaten everything that I've wanted to eat on my plate. I am no longer hungry. And my parent says, finish everything on your plate. Well, I've reached my limit. Doesn't matter. Finish everything on your plate. I put it on your plate. You have to eat everything on your plate. So I guess I'm not really full. That's the question. I guess I'm not full. I guess I'm going to eat everything on my plate. Or, I'm not cold. You need to put a sweater on, but I'm not cold. No, you're cold. Put a sweater on. Okay? It's time to go to sleep, but I'm not tired. It's time to go to sleep, but I'm not tired. So, we are taught by our parents quite often not to listen to our boundaries and our limits. We are pushed. Now, I'm not necessarily against parents disciplining their children. When I say disciplining, I mean giving them rules, giving them structure, giving them encouragement, telling them to take that little bit extra step. Okay. Because a child will say, well, I don't want to go outside. Well, go outside. And it's really important to begin to recognize the difference between helping your children set healthy boundaries and limits. Eat everything on your plate. Are you hungry anymore? Do you want to eat anymore? No, I'm full. Rather than, well, I just don't feel like eating. Well, is it that you're full or you don't feel like eating? I don't like peas. All right, try some peas. You have to think about how you're going to approach this with children. You're not tired? Okay, well, I'm going to give you 5 more minutes. And hopefully by then you'll be tired. You do have to set some limits because children will take over. But it's also important to help them recognize how they're feeling, how their boundaries and their limits are affecting their life. One of the most important things about getting to know what our boundaries and limits are is helping people get in touch with their feelings. So, generally speaking, when someone does something and I feel angry or violated or unheard or unimportant or resentful, chances are someone has crossed my boundary. That means there's a limit that I have set. Feelings of discomfort and anger, generally speaking, are signals. They're warning signs of boundaries and limits. Feeling overwhelmed, that's usually an indication of a limit. Feeling like we're pushing ourselves. Feeling guilty. Now, there's feeling guilty because, you know, I robbed the bank and I'm guilty versus I need to do more. I need to be more. Guilt. Violating our own values. Living up to someone else's expectations. Things that happen that have the consequence of us feeling uncomfortable. This is a cue that a boundary has been crossed. When we recognize a boundary has been crossed, that generally means that there is a limit that has been set. So, when I am uncomfortable because someone has requested something of me, and I feel guilted into doing this thing, chances are my boundary has been crossed and I'm not listening to my limits. So often I have clients who talk about, I don't want to feel anything but happy. Well, there's a real problem with that. If I don't want to feel anything but happy, I am not going to establish healthy boundaries and healthy limits. These are things that we can't see. These are things that we feel. They're emotional. They are mental. They are spiritual. And yes, they are physical, as I was referring to eating more slices of pizza than you're comfortable with. By tolerating feelings of of being uncomfortable or things that create stress in our lives, they are ways that we really can identify what our limits are. As I said, it's really important to have those feelings. Feeling angry, feeling violated, they're not comfortable. And a lot of times I will say to my clients, it's not about good feelings and bad feelings. There's no such thing as a bad feeling. Feelings are comfortable or uncomfortable. If I am having an uncomfortable feeling, chances are I may be either pushing my limits or having you cross my boundaries. I am walking down a really dark alleyway at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's a limit. I don't think I want to do that. It's very uncomfortable. It puts me in danger. If I ignore the feeling, it puts me in danger. We need to feel uncomfortable and recognize that that may be a limit or a boundary. So self-awareness is key. What am I feeling right now? Am I feeling stressed? Am I feeling tired? Am I cranky? Am I guilt-laden? What do those feelings tell me about my limits and boundaries? It may not be a bad idea to take out a nice pad of paper and sit down and start writing down, when I feel stressed, it is because, wow, look at this, these are the reasons why I'm feeling stressed. What is my limit here? I know for me, a limit for me is 6 clients a day. That's my limit. Sometimes things happen and my limit gets pushed. I have done up to 8 clients. On very rare occasions, I have done 9 clients in a day, and I know that is way beyond my limit. 6 is comfortable, and 6 is generally what I do in a day because that is the most comfortable for me. Otherwise, I become tired and stressed and exhausted, end up with a headache. Okay, limits. What is my limit? What are your limits? You have to listen to how you're feeling. And again, on a piece of paper, you might want to write this down. What is my limit? How much can I tolerate? What is my limit in relationships? In eating, in exercise, in sleep, in any activity that I might have, in all my relationships. So I may have a relationship with someone who depletes me of energy. I might say, I really enjoy this person on some level. However, after I visited with them for 2 hours, I'm exhausted, I'm angry, I'm depleted. So what I may do is need to limit my visit with this person to what I can tolerate. What is my limit? My limit, and I talk to clients with this all the time, they may have a parent who is an alcoholic. What is your limit? How much time can you spend with your father who is drinking? 15 minutes? You ready to go? Okay. 15 minutes? If that's your limit, that's your limit. It is okay. Of course, we can reach a point where we just say, forget it, no relationship whatsoever. Usually when that happens, we have not been listening to our limits, and we have allowed that person to cross our boundaries over and over and over again. To the point where we are fed up. We are enraged. We're used up. And we say, we're done. So having no limits causes us to build walls, not boundaries. Because boundaries can be flexible. Boundaries can be flexible. And healthy boundaries actually need to be flexible. That means there's certain things that we tolerate and certain things we won't tolerate. It used to be, and I'm going to be a little political here, sorry. It used to be that when we would have immigrants come into the country, they had to go through a process where they were checked for health issues. So if you had something like TB, you got treated, or if you had eye infections, you got treated, or if you had whatever it was, you got treated before you could enter the general population. There were boundaries, there were limits. It didn't mean that immigrants were not coming. It means they had to come through specific channels. Well, right now, we don't have very good boundaries. And so we are seeing a rise of things like measles and mumps and TB and bed bugs and all kinds of things because there's no check. Okay. The boundaries have been opened to be limitless. Therefore, there barely are any boundaries. Boundaries are necessary for health. And I'm just using that example right there, just a health reason. So even on a personal level, if I push myself and push myself and push myself and I push myself even more, day after day I push myself, I get to the point of collapse. I cannot do it. I cannot do it. I could say, you know what? I'm not going to eat. Okay, let's use that as an example. I'm not going to eat. I want to lose weight. I'm not going to eat. I actually become anorexic. I don't eat. I don't eat. I get thin. I get emaciated. I don't eat. I die. No boundaries, no limit. Alcoholic. Drug addict. I use drugs. I get high. I get high. I use more and more and more and more. I die. I don't have a limit. They're extremely important in all facets. My neighbor cannot come into my yard without my permission and decide to plant a garden or have a party. I'm not going to walk into my neighbor's house unannounced to go use their bathroom. It's not okay for one sibling to just go in the room of another sibling and take clothes. It causes arguments. I'm not going to rifle through your purse or allow you to rifle through mine. There's limits, there's boundaries. It doesn't matter across the board. It is human nature. It is life nature. It is natural nature. There are certain trees that grow in certain areas, certain flowers in certain areas, certain fish, certain animals, certain birds. Limits and boundaries. We see it all the time in everything, and it creates health. So, piece of paper, think about what you're feeling, and list it. Work issues, fun issues, friendships, family, children, romantic relationships, anything that you're involved in. What is your limit? What is your boundary? Recognize your feelings. Practice self-awareness. That means I need to hone into what I'm feeling. You know what? I didn't even realize. I actually, even though I can eat 4 slices of pizza, I'm no longer hungry when I've eaten 2 slices of pizza. 4 slices, I feel uncomfortable. So let me just hone in. You know, one beer is sufficient. 2 beers, I begin to notice that I'm feeling a little off. Notice. Hone in. You know, I'm okay to have, to allow a friend to just, you know, say, hey, you can have something to drink and go to the refrigerator and open it up. But a stranger, I would rather serve them. Notice. I'm feeling uncomfortable when this happens. A little angry right now. It's a boundary. It's a boundary. Boundaries, let me just remind you again, boundaries are flexible. Walls are not. Boundaries are flexible. However, there are times when boundaries are not enforced and not respected, then sometimes we do build a wall. Boundaries are not just a sign of healthy relationships. They're a sign of self-respect. Sexually speaking, I have some boundaries. There's some things I'm going to say, I'm sorry, we're just dating. I have some boundaries. I have some limits. There's only certain things that I'm willing to do on our first date. And when you try and do more, you've crossed my boundary. This is not okay. If I have no self-respect, I allow you to do anything you want to me. I allow you to shame me, and I walk away shamed. I shame myself. I can't believe I let this person do this to me. I can't believe I allowed my boss to use me. I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did that. I feel shame. Toxic shame. So give yourself permission to set your boundaries. Practice self-awareness. Why am I doing this? Am I really okay with having this other person do that? Think about it. What am I going to do about this situation? Take responsibility. Where do I have control and where do I need to let go of control? And communicate. So important. When we set a healthy boundary, we need to maintain it and we need to communicate it. It's not okay for my neighbor to just walk in my house, walk into my refrigerator, and take a half a dozen eggs. Not okay. Without my permission. If my neighbor were to do that, I may need to say to my neighbor, you know, I really don't mind lending you half a dozen eggs. I'm really fine with it. One of the things, however, that I need is I need you to ask me. I need you to ask me. I may need that half a dozen eggs, and I may have to say no at times. See, their boundaries are flexible. Or I may have a limit. I can only give you 2 eggs. Using I statements. I need you to. I want you to. I would like you to. I am uncomfortable with. I feel angry when. I am not pleased that you had a party in my backyard without my permission. I'm angry about it. I'm feeling used. I'm feeling violated. I'm setting my boundary. It's not okay. I can say to my neighbor, you're more than welcome to come to my vegetable garden and take some zucchini. I go to my vegetable garden and I find that there is no zucchini left. Well, I may need to say to my neighbor, I said some zucchini, not all. This keeps our boundaries healthy and keeps our limits in the forefront of our minds to create healthy relationships. It's always important to show respect when you're setting a boundary. Respect your own limits. And practice healthy communication. In a romantic relationship, healthy boundaries create a healthy relationship. Partners need to talk about things they're comfortable with and things they're uncomfortable with. And sometimes these discussions can make or break a relationship. I'm not comfortable with having my romantic partner have an affair. My romantic partner may be comfortable with me having an affair. I may not be comfortable with me having an affair. These are really limit and boundary and limit setting discussions. Extremely important. The reality is boundaries and limits affect every facet of our lives, from how much we eat and drink to who crosses the border, when, where, how many. Make self-care a priority. That means giving yourself permission to put yourself first. When we do this, our ability to set boundaries becomes stronger. I don't take phone calls after 8 o'clock. That's a boundary. The phone might ring. I may choose to pick it up. I may not. I'm not comfortable then watching more than 2 hours of television. It's a boundary. It's a limit. Oh, come on. One more show. Our feelings need to be honored. And by taking care of ourselves and beginning to recognize what our feelings are, we can honor our feelings and can honor our limits and can honor our boundaries, which gives us a greater sense of well-being, which helps us make choices in terms of things that make us happy or unhappy. We just celebrated Independence Day. We have the right to pursue happiness. We pursue happiness not by just going and having a good time. Because having a good time, good time, I'm on the beach every day doing nothing but being on the beach. I'm not working ever. I'm not getting paid. I can't buy food. I'm fighting with the seagulls over a tossed sandwich. See how it gets unhealthy? I know I'm being a little extreme. But by living within our boundaries, it gives us the energy and the peace of mind to make better decisions for ourselves, for how people treat us, and for how we treat others. We become better wives, better mothers, better husbands, better men, better friends, better children, better co-workers, better citizens. We actually then become happy. And learn what it means to be assertive. Being assertive plays a huge role. Not demanding respect, not demanding our way, not being a rug, letting everybody walk all over us. Sometimes I say a puddle, just spread out all over the place, have no boundaries, just a big puddle. It really is a way of demonstrating self-respect. Being assertive, using I statements. I'm not going to force my way. I'm not going to push on boundaries. I'm going to say I feel. And sometimes, someone may set a boundary that I would like to cross, and they say, no, I'm sorry. Oh, you know, come on, can't you stay longer? We're having a great time at this party. No, you know what? I'm really tired. I need to go home. I got to go to work tomorrow, and I've really kind of reached my limit. Okay, that's fine. I'm really sad that you're going. So I may feel sad. I may feel sad that someone has a boundary and they're living by it, because I may have a different boundary or a different limit. My job is to accept other people's boundaries and limits also. And I may be sad about it or disappointed. This is why it's so important to learn good coping skills on how to handle our feelings. If I'm sad or disappointed because someone has a boundary or a limit, I need to learn how to deal with it. If I keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing on someone else's boundary, and then I wonder why they don't want to be friends with me, or they leave the relationship, it's because I haven't respected their boundaries, and they respect their boundaries more than I do. So respect plays a huge role. Being pushy, being aggressive and pushy doesn't work. So if I'm pushing on your boundary and having the limit, being a limitless person, I've now become the rug. I'll let you walk all over me because I don't have any limits. I'm not good at saying no. No, I'm tired. No, I've had enough. No, I'd like to go home. No, it's time for me to go to bed. No, I need to have some self-discipline. No, I don't want another drink. If it's something that you're struggling with, you might want to seek some help. Now, quite often, people who are codependent that come into my office, talking about limits and boundaries is usually a very huge aspect of dealing with codependency. So that I teach about it, talk about it, and I give assignments for people to start practicing how to set up some good boundaries and limits for themselves. And oftentimes, a downside is something called guilt, because someone wanted me to do something and I was really tired, and so I said no, but I felt so guilty that I said no to them. Well, it's okay. It's okay. No one ever died of guilt, and it's a good thing that you said no, because you're practicing setting your limits and your boundaries, and that's a good thing. Give yourself a pat on the back. Give yourself permission to set some good boundaries, to set healthy limits, to live a healthier life. Remember, in setting limits, you need to recognize fear, obligation, guilt. Trust your perception, your feelings, your opinions. Refuse to rescue others or enable them. Recognize your limits have consequences. Your limits are there to protect you, as are your boundaries. If you're in a relationship or you're feeling constantly disrespected, you may need to either renegotiate or leave. If you ignore your feelings, you're going to end up regretting your actions and your decisions. Remember that boundaries and limits are also based in choice making. That's why they're flexible. I can choose to have that third slice of pizza. I can choose to allow you to come into my space. I can choose to say no. So keep in mind that good mental health includes good boundaries and good limits. Remember, a limit is something that has to do with how far I am willing to go. It is about my own self-care. I know that if I don't get 6.5 hours sleep, that's sort of a limit on one side, and that 8 hours, eight and a half hours is the best for me. I know within that hour, so if I get 5 hours of sleep, I have crossed my own limit and I have consequences. It goes with everything that we do. Sleeping, eating, drinking, exercising, relationships, having fun, working, family, friends, neighbors, towns, counties, states, countries, boundaries. Are healthy. Boundaries are necessary. Boundaries promote life. Limits are personal. They do also include friends, family, towns, counties, states, countries. If I come from a small town, well, I'll use this as an example. The town that I'm currently living in, there's a new federal law that says every town needs to have so many, depending upon the size of the town, so many affordable homes. But what I discovered, and I think this is across the board, that for every 10 affordable homes you build, affordable housing, you have to build 90 regular. So if your town requires 100, that means you need to be building 1,000 homes altogether. Well, if I live in a town that's 1 mile square, that currently houses 4,000 people, and I'm told I need another 1,000. I have no place to put it. I have to think about water. I have to think about transportation and roads and schools and taxes and emergency equipment, and on and on and on it goes. So we need to think about limits and boundaries. Important. I can only, you know, we have laws that say, oh, you know, you can only have so many people in an apartment. A two-bedroom apartment, you can have maybe four people. That's it. You can't have 12 people living in a four-bedroom apartment. Boundaries, limits, equal health. They just do. There's only so much of everything. People on Easter Island, it is believed that the reason why that the people on Easter Island disappeared is because they went over their boundaries and limits. They burned up all their firewood. They couldn't make boats to go fishing. No one ever planted another tree. They starved to death. Isn't that sad? They used up all their resources. They didn't recognize that they had limits. It's personal and it's public. It's personal and it's family. Know your boundaries. Know your limits. Live by them. Cherish them. Protect them. For your health, for your well-being, and for your pursuit of happiness. So, I hope that was useful and informative. If you are struggling with knowing your own boundaries and limits, and you would like to make an appointment to talk about it, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor. Phone number again is 908-237-2899. If you'd like to make a comment about my show, please call and do that. Or if you have a suggestion, you can do that. I'm on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L. counselor.net. So it's one word, altarolcounselor.net. You can also follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. So I have a Facebook page, Counselor's Chat. I would love to have you follow me, make a comment. Even there, you can make a suggestion for a show, some topic. I would love to hear from you. So, think about your feelings. Notice your limits. Set your boundaries and live by them. And I hope this has been a useful show for you today. And I am going to end with a few commercials and the weather. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio